What should we of the West do about them, these thousands of young people still marching past me, clapping now with a terrifying rhythm? Kill them? This was the answer the Nazis had offered. Let them win by default? Much as I loved and respected the WEC and its training college, it had never once sent a man behind the Iron Curtain. What should we do, then? What should I do? The Bible in my lap lay open, pages ruffling in the morning breeze. I put down my hand to hold them still, and found that I was looking at the Book of Revelations. My fingers were resting on the page almost as though they were pointing. "Awake," said the verse at my fingertips, "and strengthen what remains and is on the point of death." Suddenly I realized that I was seeing the words through a blur of tears. Could it be that God was speaking them to me right now, telling me that my life work was here behind the Iron Curtain, where his remnant church was struggling for its life? Was I to have some part in strengthening this precious thing that remained? But that was ridiculous. How could I? As far as I knew, back then in 1955, there was not a single missionary working in this largest of all mission fields. What could I, one person without funds or organization, do against an overwhelming force like the one passing in front of me now? Chapter 8. The Cup of Suffering. Our train pulled into Amsterdam right on schedule. I got off with the rest of the crowd, corduroy trousers still squeaking, but carrying a suitcase that was considerably lighter than it had been going to Warsaw. I did not go directly to Witte. Instead, I went to see the Westras in their new Amsterdam home. It was a beauty, a handsome brown brick house in a pleasant tree-lined street near the river. Parked in front was a shining new Volkswagen, light blue, which Mr. Westra had also written me about. I put my suitcase down on the sidewalk and tried the little car's door. "Well, son, what do you think of her?" I turned around to find Mr. Westra smiling at me. He took me for a short spin around the waterfront. "But enough of showing off," he said. "You must tell us about your visit to Poland." So for the rest of the afternoon, I told the Westras about my trip. I told them, too, about the Bible verse that apparently had been given me in such an uncanny way. "But how would I go about strengthening anything?" I said. "What kind of strength do I have?" Mr. Westra shook his head. He agreed with me that one lone Dutchman was scarcely an answer to the kind of need I had been describing. It was Mrs. Westra who understood. "No strength at all," she answered me joyously. "And don't you know that it is just when we are weakest that God can use us most? Suppose now that it wasn't you, but the Holy Spirit, who had plans behind the Iron Curtain. You talk about strength."